Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Tim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning, family and friends. Welcome to another day, amen, of the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. This is Minister Kim, and I just want to greet you in love today. I want you to know something as we were behind the green room, amen. The Spirit of the Lord fell on me, and I need to share this, amen. This is just not for our upcoming guests, but this is the truth. This is from the Word of the Lord here, from Psalms 84, chapter 11. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord restores favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk blameless. Amen. Blameless, amen. So we have to understand today that no good thing the Lord will hold from you. You got to walk up blameless. You got to walk up, amen. You got to step into your destiny. Step into your purpose, amen. Step into the assignments that God has called you. I believe if you're here with us this morning, it is not an accident. God makes no mistakes. You've been dealing with some things. There's some decisions that you need to make, amen. And this scripture is for all of us. I'm going to hold on to this scripture this week. Psalms 84 and 11. So God is letting us know, he's encouraging us, amen, to hold on, amen, to him. Hold on to his faith. Hold on, because there is nothing going to hold back from you. But one of the commandments that we have to do, we got to walk up blameless. We got to walk up, amen, without complaint, without mumbling, without bitterness, without hatred, without malice in our hearts. We got to do it with a firmer belief that God has called us to this. And wherever God brings you to something, he's going to execute it. Amen. You're going to get to the finish line. I don't know what's all going to be in between. Amen. It's not going to always be sweet. It ain't going to always be favorable in your sight. But it's favorable in the Lord's sight, because he knew when he chose you for the assignment that you will succeed in it. Amen. So whatever you're going through, I believe you got to have a yes this morning. I believe that you need to tell God, I will do it, amen, because you trust me to do it. I just had to edit that and put that in, amen, our notes this morning, because this is, amen, a Christian radio show, amen, and the Lord is speaking today, and I just thank God for his presence being with us. So you know, we don't get on here without embracing, amen, the studio, the airline, and the airways, without acknowledging God, amen. In our green room, we're praying with our guests, Amen. We're praying for you who join in. We want to make sure whatever we bring you, that it not feeds the flesh, but feeds your soul, that it will cause you, amen, to birth what's already inside of you, amen, that needed to be birthed a long time ago. And some of us, we're right there, but we needed a little gleam of hope. So I thank God for this airway. So are you ready, amen, as we continue to catch up with some of our old friends, amen. These are people who have been with us, amen. They have embraced our stage. They are behind the scenes with us. And some, to be honest, we have not been in contact with for a moment. So that's why we say, hey, you know what, let's call them up. Let's see what they're doing, amen. Just because you don't hear from me every day doesn't mean that I'm not thinking of you. But this is something that we ought to do. So, again, we want to welcome you to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope. If you just chime in, this is the voice of Minister Kim. Today we are traveling to various cities and states to catch up with some of our old friends. How important is it for us to call or invite a friend over to catch up on what's happening in their lives? Too often we find ourselves overwhelmed with our own day-to-day operations that we miss out on the importance of keeping connected with our friends. This week, I got the opportunity to reach out to someone I hadn't spoke to in 2 years. Amen. We was calculating the figures, and we were like, you know what? The number, excuse me, I'm thinking about money. That's Radio Angel expertise. She's been hanging out with me, or I've been hanging out with her 2 months. She got me talking about figures. But I was counting the numbers, and we were just the time span. Been 2 years, and wow, that's exactly what we said. She shared some exciting things that was happening since the last call. Can I be honest with you today? Aren't we family? Amen. It was 2 years ago when her son was taking his first trip to DR. Since then, amen, her son has traveled 2 times additional to that. And this year for the summer, he's returning as a junior coach. Isn't that amazing what God to do? And I love God that he is prospering, he's doing some wonderful things. Actually, she's out of the country doing some work herself, but I just want to thank her for reaching out and just keeping me informed of what's going on. And, yeah, family, time flies. Be sure to take some time out today to reach out to someone that you love. That's all I got to say there. Amen. Reach out. And I'm glad that when I did reach out, that she was still here. That's deep, right? That she was still here. I didn't reach out when somebody called and said something crazy. It would blew my mind. I probably would have went on a guilt trip. And I know that's what happens to a lot of us. You're like, oh, dang, why I didn't do this? I should have did that. Well, do it. Stop making excuses. Just do it, all right? Just do it. If you missed any of our portions of our show, especially last week when we had, I call him the prophet, amen, but he's Dr. Oliver Reed, the awesome man of God, amen. Please, after this show, don't leave us. Tune in and just hear what Dr. Reed had to say as he returned and just embraced us, amen, with just his anointing and his passion for God's people. But today we have met up with Wendy L. Harvey from Providence, Rhode Island, and this woman is doing amazing, amazing things. And we're going to talk about Wendy when we come back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. That's right, family. Wendy L. Harvey in the building today. We'll be back. I worship and adore you. Just one. I worship and adore you. Just love him today. I love him today. Amen. Having a count with him early this morning. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. God shows his love each and every day. And while you're here with us, he's definitely showing love to you. Amen. Because I believe God got something for you today. It is an honor for you to be here today. And we are grateful for that. Again, family, we have an awesome woman of God, Wendy L. Harvey, who is an inventor with determination that mobilized her life through corporate America that led this savvy, anointed, funny, sweet businesswoman to ignite her entrepreneur spirit. Her earnest, forceful, and passion created her to develop Seventh Faith Productions, LLC, a multimedia company. Seventh Faith Productions, LLC, is currently becoming a sought-after publishing company for upcoming authors. So for those who are inspired to write a book, we got the right person today for you. So make sure you get your pen and your pad. You can write the information down so you can reach out to her later on. Her first project led her to become the founder and publisher of Solo Parenting Magazine, which was launched in August 2011, a global online publication geared for single parents. Solo Parenting Magazine was a created concept to provide good soil by educating and strengthening the roots of the single parent, to provide flowing water of love, knowledge to their children. The branch is to be able to survive, sustain the tree of life, the world. And guess what? The Radiant Angel, I believe, has been a writer for her. Amen. So Radio Angel wears many hats these days. So we thank God for her. So without further ado, let's do the honors and welcome in our guest. Good morning, Wendy. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Kim. Minister Kim, how are you, sweetheart? Long time talk to you.
Yes, it has been. Oh, my goodness. I'm good. I'm so glad that you're here. Amen.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm serious. I'm just, can I just share, you know, I just want to be real, transparent. I want to enjoy this show, and I want people to understand that, you know, we all have titles and we wear many things, but I'm just Kim. I just want to be simply Kim. And the reason being is because as I'm getting older, I'm becoming more sensitive and more discerning of the importance of friendship, relationships, whether it's business, partnership, you know, sisterhood, whatever God forms and materializes. I just want to be able to inspire others. Amen. I want you to be prosperous. And if I could be a part of that journey, I'm grateful. But the fact that when you have space and relationship, and it isn't because of there was an offense, there was a discord, there was something that says, nah, I want to be bothered with her, you know, all that stuff. It's just life, life itself. You might be in a track that I'm not on, and I'll check you out here and there. You know, I'll like what you do. I'll support what you do. But this dialogue sometimes, the space is so far sometimes because we have social media. Like, we have this modern technology. You can text people. You can do all that. But I'm grateful that you responded. See, because there's so many people that I've, in ministry, outside of ministry, personal in my life, younger than me, are not here anymore, Wendy. And that's what I want to get to. That's why I was like, I'm really grateful. Like, when I said I want to be transparent, I'm grateful that you were able to pick up the phone, grateful that you're not in the hospital, tubes down your throat, that you're not on a life support machine. I'm grateful that your sons won't have to watch you deteriorate. There's nothing they can do. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to hear you.
Well, thank you. I'm grateful to be here. And I was just so happy when our other sister Kim had called me, and she was like, we need you. So, yeah. You know, I could not deny it. I was just honored, and it's a pleasure to be here among my two Kims, as usual. So, you know, and we have to touch base later on and chit-chat. You know, we got a couple of years to get caught up on, so.
Yes. And we have to be committed to that, too, Livy. I think one of the things is that, not that we don't have the intention, but really life, you know, we got to balance out, you know, take a day out of the week and say, you know what, 2 hours, I'm just going to reach out to somebody and catch up to people, you know. And stop using social media sites to catch up. Do old school, you know, pick up the phone, talk. You can get a lot out of a conversation. Amen.
Yes.
And then ask God, you know, tell me the heart of the person. Because sometimes people go through and they don't want to share it. But you can pray for them. You can give them a scripture, give them something that's going to help them. Amen. And so God does whatever he needs to do. So please, let's start. Let's go back to the old school.
Yes.
Pick up the phone. All right? I'm challenging everyone. Pick up the phone. Going forward, pick up the phone. Don't text. Pick up the phone. Don't inbox. Pick up your phone. Amen?
And that's so true, Kim, because it's so easier now to just text and say, hey, I was thinking of you. No, I don't want to hear your voice. I want to hear what you have to say so then you can hear what I have to say. I get tired of that texting and stuff. My fingers, child, I'm too old for that.
I'm like, y'all young people surpass me. And then you know what? Then they got all these icons, like those little symbols, these emotions and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and they don't come with
girl.
A book that tells explain what they are. I'm like, what? I'll be putting a question mark. What is that? What does that mean? So the language, and in social work, we talk about jargon, right? In medical field, we talk about the jargon. There's a different language, medical field. You know, when I'm out there as a clinician, there is a different, I have a different language. But I make sure that it's conveyable for my clients to understand. You know, I use certain words with my coworkers because we're in the same profession. But I can't get anybody got a dictionary for all these emotions and these symbols? And I'm like, just pick up the phone and talk to me. I can't be bothered. And most of the time, let me tell y'all, I'm on the road because, you know, I work in the field, right? So I'm on the road. And then, you know, and then you'll kill me. They'd be like, can you driving, right? I'm like, yeah, so stop texting me. I am driving. Yeah, I love y'all, but call me. Talk to me. I'd rather talk to you, right? Okay.
We have to set a date. You check your calendar, I check mine.
All right. Now, we're going to do it later. Oh, I'm going to the pantry, but after that, I'll be running around, but we're going to make time for each other today. Amen? And then next week, Wendy, I want you to call up and say, you know what? She kept her word. She did call me today because I want to keep my word. All right, I want to keep my word. Right? I want my word to be authentic, right? Let's get into this show today.
Okay.
So I'm just excited that you're here, and you gotta be truthful. Now, we have some questions and stuff for you. As we said, we need to catch up, right? So in catching up, you gotta be asking you questions. What's going on? We gotta be in your business today, right? And you gotta be transparent with us. That's what it's all about. The last time you were here, we introduced you, the CEO, the founder of Solo Parenting Magazine, to our audience. Solo Parenting Magazine was birthed out of your passion to educate and strengthen single parents. Where is Solo Parenting Magazine at today, Wendy? Where are you at today?
Wow. Solo Parenting Magazine, this was my baby back in 2003, 2004. Nobody but God birthed placed it in my belly, and eventually I finally got over my fear and launched it in 2011. So since then, it has basically been an online website per se, and what happened was the numbers have grown. Like today, the numbers are every day, I would say on an average now is 200 and up. So, and it is global. So it just proved to me and shown me that this is needed. and it's all over the world. And, I mean, we have viewers from Russia. We have them from the UK to Jamaica, to one end of the United States to the other end, and everywhere in between. So I just feel blessed that I'm doing the work that God has told me to do. And I'm just staying right there at it. And later on in the show, I'll tell you where we're at now with Solo Parenting Magazine, which I'm very happy. The next step of it, it will be coming out this coming week. So I'm so excited. So it just feels good to, like I said, we're really walking in my purpose, really walking in my passion. And some of the listeners don't know where I derive from. I came from my single parenting was from through a domestic violence relationship with marriage. And so I guess I have two purposes. And I just started speaking on, doing more speaking events on domestic violence as well. So God is really walking me in and down my, I guess I want to say my yellow brick road to my life. And I'm listening to him and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yes, yes, yes. And actually, listening to you, for those who are not connected to Solo Parenting Magazine, we're going to put up the link so that you can go and visit, amen, and be a part. I want to encourage all of the single parents, amen, that's out there, that you, amen, have the ability to soul. You have the ability to step into your greatness. Amen. Don't allow, amen, an absence of a parent, amen, to cause you to feel defeat. You're never defeated. You are never defeated. And I have to say that again. You are never defeated. Amen.
That's true.
God
amen.
Is always there. You can accomplish so much more, amen, when you trust God. When you trust God and you believe. So I'm definitely going to put up the website for you, and if you know someone that's not chiming today, you feel like they need, amen, empowerment, they need a source, amen, so that they can obtain some resources. Solo Parenting has a lot of resources, a lot of information that will help you, amen, to get through another day. So I'm excited. I'm excited for what you're doing. We got time for another question? Oh, okay. I didn't get no ding, ding,
radio angels. Well, going back to what you were saying as far as the motivation and so forth, what single parents have to realize is that, well, first I want to say Solo Parenting Magazine is basically a composition of life, and to let people know that I want to release the negative connotation of what single parents are supposed to be about, because the first thing that a lot of people think is, oh, well, she's getting assistance, and, oh, she's doing this, and, you know, she had kids out of wedlock, and that's not always the case. A lot of women were married. A lot of women are now widowers because of the wars and so forth. A lot of women are doing it on their own and adopting children. So I just want society to not put us all into the negative typical stereotype first and foremost. That's basically what solo parenting is about. And it's not just for minorities. It's for everybody. And it's not just for females. It's for males as well, because there are a lot of men now that are stepping up and taking care of their children as well. On their own and doing it well. So that's one thing that I want to say. But basically, you were talking about motivation. And first and foremost, you have to have God in your life. You cannot do it. at all unless you surrender yourself to God to hear the voice, not to be deviated by the world. You know, you really have to surrender yourself. And I wish I had surrendered more of myself when I was going through being a single parent. But I didn't, because I got caught up in the world, you know. You know me, I'm going to keep it real and raw and realistic, you know. So I got caught up out there, but now I'm definitely a godly woman. I was then, but my relationship wasn't as strong, but it is now. So for you youngins, if I want to say that, because I guess I'm an OG, definitely get in touch with God. You have to have him in your life. And have faith in yourself. Once you put your faith into God, put your faith into yourself too, because a lot of us don't have the confidence or the self-love that we need. So you definitely have to have faith in yourself that you can survive. You can do this. Mm-hmm. I raised two sons and a daughter, and, you know, I can honestly say I've been blessed. You know, my children are beautiful. They're healthy. They're doing their own things. I never got a phone call saying, we just had to arrest your child. Because it's basically what you have to build that foundation at home. You have to build that relationship with your child. You have to put some type of fear into your children. You know what? If you get locked up, this is what's going to happen to you. And, you know, you have to have a support group. I was blessed to have my two strong-willed grandmother and mother as well, and my grandfather. So if I didn't have them, I don't know what I would do. And they also had a very big role into my children's lives. And I miss them dearly now. But you know, it's first surrendering to God, second, having faith in yourself, and third, having a sound relationship with a network, and a good network. In order to have that foundation, and you have to keep building it. Once you lay those bricks down at the bottom, you have to keep building it. If not, then your whole world is going to crumble.
Exactly. It definitely is. And I believe the key thing is that network. You got to have that support system in place. You got to have a system. Whether you're a single parent or not, systems work, amen? But you got to find the right system for you. Everybody's system is not for you, but you can, you know, edit it theirs and make it work for you. And that's the key. Once you have that system in place, you can soar. You can be in school. You can work. You can take care of the house. You can take care of the children. You can take a vacation. There's so much that you can do once you have that system in place. And children love structure. They might, you know, fight with it, but they do love structure. So when we come back, we want to have more of my dear friend Wendy L. Harvey, amen, CEO and founder of an awesome magazine. I just put up the link, which is Solo Parenting Magazine. So please check it out, amen, and be a part. Amen, support this woman of God. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope.
Nominate a team for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Coca-Cola Pay It Forward Academy. For most of us, our parents, especially our moms, are the ones who lift us up and give us opportunities. Now you can do the same.
We always look for opportunities that we think are going to change our lives, our kids' lives, and I think that this Coca-Cola experience was one of those opportunities.
The Academy program is 3 days of mentoring, leadership training, and networking.
So it just goes to show you that whatever you're going through, whatever your circumstances, whatever you come from, your family background, you can do whatever you want to do.
I challenge each of you to be the change agent for the change that you want to see in the world.
Moms matter too, and the Academy provides practical tips and skills to better support your teen on their journey.
I was so pleasantly surprised to see that you're constantly interacting with the guest speakers.
It was super easy to nominate him. I would say apply. Do it today.
To nominate a teen for a chance to win a $5,000 college scholarship and participate in the Pay It Forward Academy, simply go to Coke.com/payitforward.
Welcome back. This is Minister Kim here in the studio, the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope, with our dear friend Wendy L. Harvey, amen, the CEO and founder of Solo Parenting Magazine. And there's so much more that Wendy does, and we definitely want to get into that. But I do believe that we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to ask Radio Angel to bring our caller in with you, stating your name and where you're calling in from. We want your community to know that you are representing them today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say good morning to all three of you and to congratulate Ms. Harvey on the relaunching of such a vital and necessary publication. This is your sister, Myra from Texas.
Yes, yes. You're on that porch with your lemonade. What you drinking this morning? I see.
Can I make the door? I tell you, no, I've been on mommy duty this morning. I made sure my oldest went to a men's prayer breakfast this morning. So
awesome.
Okay.
Yes, but I just wanted to pop in, and you made some valid points. I hope there's going to be a section, because you talked about having a system and having a support system. So many single mothers don't have that because the traditional systems are broken down. You got grandparents who are strung out. So I hope there's going to be a section that says, you know, what to do if it's not available or something to that matter, so that they can go out and seek some new things and something to educate people who are not solo parents to help a solo parent. Because so many people who don't have to encounter that have no clue. And and there's one segment, I don't know where we fit in, the ones who they may be married, but their spouse, whether they're in the military, whether they work those rotating shifts, or whether they may be in prison, we are actually functioning sometimes as a solo parent. So, you know,
so,
and
Myra,
I love,
are you giving me more work to do? Boo.
I just want to say,
Ms. Myra, I have picked her up as a writer as well. So,
awesome!
Yeah.
Awesome!
Yeah,
wonderful.
She is in there now. Well, soon she will be featured shortly, and I'm just so excited. So this is what she gets for always calling in and supporting me. So
wow.
I just roped her right on in.
Thank you.
So we might need to give you some of those assignments to you, Missy.
She's funny. Well, I love you both, or all three, even Radio Angel. She's not on the feed right now, but I love you too, Radio Angel. And you all are talking about something that's important, so I'm gonna say bye. And
okay.
Actually, I'm saying bye too, because I'm going to be mommy again. I'm excited. My youngest is full spectrum autism, and we're actually going to an autism event today for Light It Up Blue. So
awesome!
I'm
wonderful.
Yeah. So,
great. Thank you. Love you too. I'm looking forward to reading your articles. I'm looking forward to that, Myra. Awesome.
Yeah, all right. Awesome.
Bye-bye.
I'll see y'all on the porch.
Okay.
Yes, you on the porch. Exactly. God bless.
And it's funny that she mentioned the resources, too. Society has changed so much since I was a single parent. When I became a single parent, that's when the worldwide media was launched. And computers were so expensive then that you could not afford to have one. And they were those big monster ones, the ones that looked like TVs, but they were like thousands of dollars when they came out.
Yes.
So technology now for single parents, they have a big advantage because now you also have cell phones. I mean, back then when the cell phones came out, they were like walkie-talkies, you know.
So
you didn't have the capability of going online on your phone to get some type of resource. So, yes, single parents now, there's nothing that you guys can't do. There's no excuse for anything that you want to achieve, because you can do it. Back then when I was trying to go to school, you know, and my kids were younger, it was hard because you didn't have the opportunity of doing classes online. You had to physically go to school. So it was hard when you worked, you know, 8 hours, try to run home, feed your kids, find a babysitter, which my kids used to torture the babysitters. I hope they're listening. They used to torture the babysitters. And I go back home after taking my little 2-3 hour classes, and they're like, here, take your kids, you know. So there were so many opportunities for they are single parents nowadays, and so many other resources. And all I want to say, you guys, use them. Use them well. Get every ounce of every knowledge and wisdom that you can, because it's not just Solo Parenting Magazine out there. There's other blogs and so forth that's out there. They might not be as good as ours, but, you know.
They're out there.
They're out there. So use your resources so you can build that your foundation. So you guys are really blessed nowadays. Use everything for yourself and your children. And there are so many different organizations now out there that help you learn how to raise sons, because that was an issue. You know, even for me, I didn't know how to tie a tie. So I used to send my kids to school, find a male teacher, okay, so he can help you tie your tie. So,
I didn't know that either.
I mean, if my mother wasn't around because she knew how to do it, then I had my boys go to school and, you know, find a male teacher, get your gym teacher, somebody, you know. But nowadays, once again, technology, you can do a tutorial online and figure it out. So there, like I said, it's a big difference from the 80s and the 90s compared to now. So there's no excuses, no excuses.
No. But what I will add to is so important that you get connected, like if you, whatever you're dealing with, you know, and it's funny that you talked about the tutorials on YouTube. I have a 5-year-old granddaughter, and she stays on YouTube. And one day she came over, she says, "Nana, Grandpa, I learned how to tie my shoelaces." So I'm like, "You don't know how to tie?" Joking, I'm like, "You don't know how to tie your shoelaces?" She's like, "Yes, I do, Nana." She went down her shoe and put it on and tied her shoelace. I was, you know me, I was jumping up and down. I was like,
Yes, I know you, Kim.
listen, when I said, "Mommy, touch you up," she said, "No, Nana, YouTube." My granddaughter went on YouTube, pressed buttons, and she learned how to tie the shoes from YouTube.
Out of the mouth of babes.
And when you said that, I was like, yes. Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, see, technology is good and bad, because then you wonder, and I really wish, you know, my kids weren't in this era, because there's so much negativity online, too. So you can't, it's a double duty in trying to shield your children from that, because nowadays, just as easy as she got to you know, the YouTube to tying her shoes, she could have got to a YouTube video on how to twerk, okay?
Yeah.
And we
yes.
know you're not going to have that in your household, so.
Not at all. She'll not do
yeah.
that stuff. She's going to be like, what are you doing? what they doing?
That's what I'm saying. It's stressful for a single parent as well. And, I mean, there's a lot of different gadgets on the phone where you can block things, but one of the other kids down the street might have a cell phone and their parents aren't blocking things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's double duty. It is really double duty out here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you already double duty anyway as a single parent, but now you got triple duty because you have to, you know, monitor certain things. And, you know,
yeah.
even on the computers with your kids talking to people, and this is why, you know, all of this human trafficking is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, well, that's a whole other show. But, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
it's just so many negative things out there for our children that we have to watch.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of work, but let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
it's worth it. Anything that you invest in, you will see the fruits of it. You have to invest in your families,
mm-hmm.
whether you are a single parent or not. You have to be abreast of what's going on. We know that our children are into technology, you know, every now and then go through the history of their phones, go through the history of their tablets and see what they are catching the attention and what are they curious
mm-hmm.
about. And when you do those things, have a conversation. You know, don't blow it off. Like, why are you looking at that? You know, what led you to look over there? Well, you know, why are you texting that person? And why are you having, you know, ask questions and you can really hear the heart of them and where they're at. And some children are just curious. Some children want to fit in. And first of all, you want to make that environment nurturing and loving and caring that they can trust you with their feelings,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
trust you with their feelings. So I want to talk before we go to commercial because Myra brought this up and she put up a topic that I'm so passionate about because this is part of my life that I do is work with family individuals who are substance abuse users as well as mental health. And you'd be surprised how the parent, a mother, is crying out for help, for services. And because they don't know the resourcefulness or the power that they lie, because when your child gets old enough, adult, become adult, you can't just make their own decisions. It has to be something from your heart. But in the meantime, how do you stay obey and help your child, you know? And the first thing that, you know, I tell them, there's so many resources for you, like Al-Anon. You know, if you have a loved one who is struggling with addiction, there are programs for you to get the help so that you don't become an enabler. And a lot of times
mm-hmm.
we don't understand that, especially if you're a single parent, because you feel guilty that there's one absent parent, because I had
mm-hmm.
the guilt trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to play both. You cannot. I was like, I'm not Mr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I can't be even Adam. I can't be both of them. I'm only one. I'm mommy, and this is just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and what happens is you enable the addictive personality. You know what I mean? Like you'll give the money, you'll let them come in, and you tell them you can't come here no more because they might have stole from you, and you are prolonging, amen, the process of to recovery for them. But if you don't seek the counseling, get the support to build you, to strengthen you, to give you that wisdom and courage to say no, then you will watch your child. You all
mm-hmm.
watch that adult child stuff. So I am going to be like, Myra, you know, that would be something that would be interesting to, you know, have someone write about, Wendy, because this is stuff that we don't talk about, even in the churches. We don't want to talk about addiction. We don't
right.
want, you know,
mm-hmm.
my son is on crack. You know, we don't want to talk about that because you feel
mm-hmm.
ashamed, you know. It's nothing
right.
to be ashamed about. This is reality. This is what has happened, you know, back in the 80s.
Right.
You know, crack cocaine was, you know, a high epidemic here. Now it's the K2.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of kids are just losing their minds. You know what I'm saying? They take
right.
it, you can get it over, and you're like, what in the world? And this is stuff that they got to know about. You know, who is
right.
educating the parents?
Right. And you know, and it's good that you brought that up, because basically, like I said, there's so much more help out there now. I remember I was in, it was a part-time job for me. It was called the Youth Advocate Program. I'm not sure if they have it in all the major cities, but that was like a part-time job for me, where I had maybe 2-3 children at a time that came from homes that, you know, the father or the mother was incarcerated, or they had some type of addiction. So we were more or less like mentors that spend time with the children. And, you know, we went through a little training and so forth. But basically, it was all about spending time with those children. The effect that you had over their lives, you know. I spent maybe, I think we were allocated to have like 20 hours with these kids a week. And I felt a little guilty as well, because then I'm taking myself away from my children, which needed me, but at the same time, my son was in college at the time, so I needed another source of income. So I did that, but it was fulfilling at the same time, because I had 3 kids from one home. The father was in prison. The mother had lupus real bad, and so it was, you know, it was a good thing for me. To see other children who were suffering more as my children, because you brought up the guilt trip, and I want all single parents to hear this. We all have this guilt trip because we want more and do more for our children, but sometimes we can't, you know, because we don't have that means, that income, or have that mother or father around to do more. So don't feel guilty for what you can't do for your children. As long as you can provide love and communication and quality time, not so much quantity time, but quality time, because there is a difference between quality and quantity time. So, you know, and again, getting back to the addictions and so forth, check online. Go to the websites and find somewhere, you know, but do it quickly. Do it quickly. Yeah, and don't try to do it on your own, because, like you said, you will be enabling, because this is your child. You love them. You want the best for them. But sometimes it's out of your control. And this is why God has placed different passions into other people to handle situations like this. So reach out and get the resources, the help that you need.
Yes.
I hope that answered it.
Feel free to even hit us up here on the radio. As you said, that is my expertise. Amen. I'm a certified substance abuse specialist. Amen. And I've been in SEAL for over 28 years. And I love getting up and going to work. And I love what I do, because it is touching the heart of the family, giving them hope that their child will be well, whether it's now or later. And some of them, their wellness might be for them. You see them in the hospital, you might see them in prison, and you might see your child laid out, not breathing. But what I mean by well is that you are able to accept your child where they're at, where they possibly can be, and be okay with it. That's the thing. You got to be okay with it. You got to understand this is not your fault. Amen. When children get a certain age, they have to take their own accountability. And that's how I operate with my clients. So when we come back on the Morning Glory International Voice Hope, we're going to have more with our girl Wendy. Amen. We're going to talk about some other stuff as she is paving the way. She's launching some new things this spring. We want to hear about it. So stay tuned with Minister Kim and our guest, Miss Wendy L. Harvey. We'll be back.
Are you looking to get started in real estate, but not sure how or where to start? Join me and many others at Getting Started in Real Estate. This community is not just for newbies. It's for the seasoned investor, too. In the world of real estate, there is much to learn at all stages of your business. Join us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/getting-started-in-real-estate. Let the learning begin. This message is brought to you by Angel Power Holdings.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host today, Minister Kim, here in the studios with Wendy L. Harvey. Amen. As we're catching up on some things with her, early in the show, she said something, and I was like, okay, Radio Angel, we have to do some research because I know her numbers are much higher than that. And sure enough, Wendy, you shortchanging yourself, boo. This is what
I am.
Yeah, you have over 200K viewers. I'm so excited, I can't even get the word out. You have 200K viewers that are online, amen, receiving the information. So for all your contributors who have been writing, amen, honey.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Because yeah, you're not focused on that. You focus on doing what you, your assignment. So,
mm-hmm.
But yes, you are touching 200 people,
wow. 200K. Wow, that is truly a blessing. See,
God,
I'm over
awesome.
Here doing my praise dance, girl. I'm like, thank
amen,
you.
Hallelujah, my praise dance. Praise the
yes.
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
It just feels good to know, because sometimes I doubt myself. I always say to myself, like, why are you still doing this? You know, you are a retired single parent now. You know, why are you doing this? God, you sure this is what you want me to do?
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
And the thing is, every time I say that, I can get online. Well, not online. I can make a phone call. And I'm going to use this as my recent example. I made a phone call to Amtrak because I was coming to your neck of the woods. Well, not your neck because you're in the Bronx, but I was coming to Brooklyn for an event last month to speak on domestic violence. And when they saw my email address, they were like, wow, Solo Parenting Magazine, what's that about? And I told them. And they were like, wow, I'm a single parent, so I'm going to check you out.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. So anytime I get that little doubt in my head, the
mm-hmm.
Holy Spirit always, always, never fails.
It's a confirmation.
It's in a, yeah, in a checkout line, or I could be sitting in a restaurant and hear two girls, you know, talking about child support issues and yada, yada, yada. I'm like, boom, here's my card.
Mm-hmm.
Check out our, you know, so
that's it.
He always confirms, keep doing what you're doing. This is what I'm telling you to do. So
mm-hmm.
I guess I'll still be doing this when I'm like 70 years old, you know, so.
Yes. Yes, yes. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Now, Wendy, catching up with you, we have some more questions for you. When it comes to looking at the numbers, since we just talked about your viewers, 200K, we know that there are trillions, millions, hundreds of thousands of single parents thriving as they raise their children. They are entrepreneurs, amen.
Mm-hmm.
They are homeowners. Their children are able to go to Ivy League colleges. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, people are just, like, shocked. Like, how can a single parent do it? But because they've been resourceful and they've been determined to allow no gate that they have not tried to cut open stop them from accomplishing their goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their children could be a motivator. There could be other things that are motivating, but they get the job done. But then we have those who are stagnated because of the absence of that parent. They live in victim mentality per se, like why this happened to me, you know, or they're angry that they have to carry on this role, amen, and the burden and the responsibility is all on them. They feel like they can never have success because that absent parent is not there. What do you say to that individual that might be listening, But is there a part of your magazine that really speaks volume to that parent? And I'm not just talking about a woman. It could be a male. We have so many single fathers out here that are raising their children. What do you say to them?
I was that person, you know. If I can go back now and be the single parent, the single mother, there would be so many different things that I would do for myself and my children. You know, I wasn't the best mother. I didn't have that manual and to flip through to say, okay, maybe I should have did this with my son. Maybe I should have did this with my daughter. Maybe I shouldn't have said that to this son. You know, so when you're stuck, once again, the best book that you can ever read is the Bible. Everything that you need, every type of situation is in the Bible. And you have to realize that being stuck is just a mindset for that moment. Because once again, that's nothing but the devil trying to have a hold on you. So you have to find some type of resource within yourself, who is God, to get you through whatever you're going through. You have to cut away from it some kind of way and put your armor of God onto your life, which I believe that's what Ephesians chapter 3, I think, where it speaks about the armor of God.
Yes.
And you definitely need the armor of God on you, because you just can't do it. The mind is such a powerful entity in your life that you have to have God, because if not, the devil will play tricks on you constantly. I mean, we all go through it. I go through it myself as well. And but the stronger your relationship is with God, the better that you can get yourself out of that stuck mindset.
Yes, because
you will continue to have this image of yourself as being stuck, because once again, society has put this negative imagery on you because you are a single parent. So cut it off and walk your walk and tell the devil, leave you alone. Not today, boo.
Right.
I got things to do. So, and keep it moving.
Yeah, and since you mentioned the scripture, I want to read it to our audience. Amen. Putting on the armor of God comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. I want to read verses 11 to 18. I'm going to be reading from the King James Version. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of a gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all of the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Key thing in the scripture that I would like for us to all hold on to is what you said earlier. Verse 13, therefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You have to stand. You have to believe. You have to walk in faith and understand that everything that has happened in your life happened for a reason. And a lot of times, like you said, you got to let the devil know, no, boo, not today. I'm not playing with you today. You know what I'm saying? I am a conqueror. I am an overcomer. I am victorious. Amen? I was created for this. I can stand this. One other thing I want to add to that is, like you said, and I thank you for your transparency, because a lot of times we live in guilt. We live in anger, right? We live in a place that we feel like we have to know it all, and we don't. Being a parent does not come with a manual, but what it does come is the Word of God. The Word of God is basic instructions before leaving this earth. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God will be your counsel. Your Word of God will be your healer. Whatever you need God to do, it is in the Word of God. But you have to make amends with yourself. You got to make amends with that absent parent. Whether you can do it by picking up the phone, whether you can do it in your prayer time, say, God, I forgive him. I forgive her. I walk away knowing that you have it. And it takes time. It takes you to pray this prayer until you have it in your spirit and you believe it. And you can really walk out of a situation that, God, I was built for this. Come on. I know you got me. There's nothing too hard that God can do for you. Nothing. So let's do what we need to do. So I really wanted to minister to those who are stuck. You suck. You wallowing in pity. And no, get up. That was the best thing that could have happened. It don't feel like it, but it was the best thing. You got to live with it. But don't allow it to cripple you, you know? Don't allow it to handicap you. Amen? Wendy, I was a single parent for a long time. I went to college and everything, pregnant and all. You know, you can do it.
Yeah.
So let's and do
the thing
together.
Is, you have to surrender. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You have to surrender and get into the Word. It's all about self-empowerment. You have to empower yourself in order to empower your children, because they rely on you. Everything that they know comes from you. They mimic who you are. So you have to make sure that you are walking right, you are talking right, you are moving right, because your children, especially if you're a single mother, your daughters are watching you, even your sons are watching you. So you definitely have to empower yourself with the knowledge of not just, you know, with the Bible, of course, but also what's going on in the world, so you can protect your child from that. It's very important. And so you have to find the strength that you need. And you also have to find the strength to take care of your children. Unfortunately, nowadays, they're dealing with so many different issues that weren't their years, Kim, when we were raising our children. You know, you have the bullying. You have the sexual confusion out here of the sexes. You have human trafficking. There's so many other evils out there, and you have to have that armor of God on your life.
Yes, it's true, so true. We're going to go to a commercial break, and we come back. We're going to have more of Wendy L. Harvey right here on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope, and we're going to open up the lines for more of our callers to call in. If you have any comments, any questions, we're here for you. We'll be back on the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope.
God bless you. This is Pastor Thomas S. Cooper. Sometimes life can seem like a puzzle, so many pieces, not knowing where they fit. We know someone who can help you master this puzzle. Jesus is and will always be the answer. I want to take this time to invite you to join us each Sunday morning at Kingdom Life Temple. We're located at 3030 Jerome Avenue in the Bronx, New York, between Bedford Park Boulevard and 204th Street. Our service time is Sunday morning, 9:45 a.m., and we also offer children's ministry during our main worship service and our midweek service on Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., also offering our teen Bible study. We'd love to see you in the place. We have a saying at our church, one voice, one found, one family, one love. God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
All right, that was my pastor, Dr. Thomas S. Cooper from Kingdom Life Temple, personally inviting you to join us for fellowship tomorrow at 9:45, 3:30, Jerome Avenue, right on the corner of Bethel Park here in the Bronx. Awesome word, awesome anointing, and the people of God truly love on you at Kingdom Life Temple. It is such a pleasure to have Wendy here today, as she is the CEO and founder of the Seven Faith Productions LLC, a multimedia company. Seven Faith Productions, a man, is doing some awesome things. Who we already heard earlier that we've been staying there in reference to the Solo Parenting magazine, a man, and she has some new stuff that she's doing within the magazine and just some other things that she is doing. As she said that she was here in Brooklyn, amen, speaking to the men and women regarding domestic violence. Wendy, in the fall of 2014, she had decided to become a part of the Release of the Word Network, where she hosted her online radio show called Words from the Well. In a few minutes, she's going to tell us, amen, how she stepped into that arena and what she shall be doing in the future with the Words from the Well. But I do believe that we have a patient caller online, and we ask that you give us your name and where you're calling in from. Welcome.
Hi, this is Julia Bland. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
And you too. I had the phone number. I had texted Myra, and I thought, ooh, if I can, because I was missing something, it was the numbers to press to get in. I just wanted to wish everyone a blessed, blessed weekend, and I had a quote I'd like to give you as well as another comment. Cheerfulness oils the machinery of life. Cheerfulness oils the machinery of life. And you're talking about the guns and so forth with kids and single moms trying to raise children. We here in Columbus, Ohio, there's an 18-year-old girl at a school, a student at a school, and she and her 35-year-old boyfriend taped her boyfriend raping a student from that school, and it went viral. There's just so much stuff going on, and the more, only thing we can keep doing as parents is keep on our children, not to the point where we're being mean and nasty, but to drill and instill into them the facts of life and the things we know how to do in taking care of them, so that we can try to guide them away from, or if they come in contact with different types of people who are not good, they will know how to handle themselves in different situations and not just be part of groups. It is just, it's awful out here anymore. But we just have to keep on, we have to stay strong and keep on helping our children to become better, better adults.
Yes. True that. Thank you. Thank you for that lovely poem, words of wisdom, amen, to add to encourage us, amen, again, to be mindful of social media and what our children get involved in. I always say it doesn't matter the age of the child, because they will always be your children, amen. You can always teach them something and monitor what they are doing. As long as I have breath, I'm always going to be on top of my kids. They're going to be like, hey, no problem, that's what I'm doing. But I want to thank you so much, Ms. Julia, for calling in. We do have another caller on the line, so we want to take all of the calls today. I appreciate you for supporting and tuning in. We thank you today. Caller, if you could state your name and where you're calling from, we would appreciate
it. Praise the Lord,
that.
Ladies. My name is Barbara Watson, and I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn, you're welcome.
I'm thankful for this show. Because, you know, I sort of have a situation like that, and, you know, that scripture, I'm going to make sure my son read it to me often. I never hear my son say, why me? But that doesn't mean he don't think it, because of course he was adopted. And, you know, I think he have a self-esteem problem he always want to be a part of and don't make the right choices.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm glad to listen to the show this morning. And, you know, I really have to get that. I haven't saw that magazine, but I really have to get that magazine.
Well, thank you, dear. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Actually, our digital copy will be coming out on the 20th, so stay tuned, Ms. Barbara.
Yes.
Okay. But I really thank you for having her, Minister Kim. Yeah, thank you for that topic this morning. It was for me.
Mm. You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just put up in our fan page, being a parent doesn't come with a manual. We have to turn to the Word of God for guidance.
Mm-hmm.
It is important that we have guidance and people in our lives that help us obtain guidance. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't need you always telling me what to do. Give me the Word. Give me a scripture every now and then. Amen? Because
mm-hmm.
that's what's going to keep me. The scripture is going to break some stuff inside of me. So I thank you so much. Amen. Barbara, for tuning in and just confirming what the Word is doing for you here on our radio station. I thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. Do we have any more callers? Come on, you can call up. If you're already on our switchboard, all you have to do is press that number one button and it's yours and then bring you in. And if not, if you're online, amen, you got to call up. Amen. And we will definitely take your call. So,
and,
Wendy.
Before
yeah.
We get that, this came to my spirit. We were talking about as far as being stuck. One other thing that single parents, please, please make goals for yourself.
Yeah.
You have to write those things down. Make goals for yourself. Even take it to another step. Have your children make goals for themselves.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
the fulfillment of seeing those goals come to fruition is an awesome feeling. So whether it's just getting promoted, working hard and getting promoted in your job or going back to school or if it's something that your child wants to do, like they want to take karate classes and they want to continue to different levels, if that's a goal that they want to do, encourage them. You know,
mm-hmm,
if both
mm-hmm.
of you sit down and do vision boards or vision books, sit down and do an inspirational board of quotes and words and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Do those things. They do help. So when you're in that stuck mindset and when you can look at that vision board, that inspirational board or books, then do that and have your children do it too. The fear, release it. You can do anything with God. So set your goals and move it. Keep it moving.
Yes, yes. Got to keep it moving. Got to
mm-hmm.
keep it moving. But I like what you said. It's so key. And that's just not for the sub parent, but for all of
mm-hmm.
us. You got to set goals. And set
mm-hmm.
realistic goals. Your goals need to be realistic, tangible, amen, so that
mm-hmm.
you can see your accomplishment and will motivate you to continue moving forward and creating more goals. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And never think that your goals are silly or impossible. Never think that. Because if God
mm-hmm.
gave you the idea, then he's going to create it for you. Amen? He's going to set
mm-hmm.
the arena for it to take place. So don't do that to yourself. Wendy, briefly, because we only have, 13 minutes left to the show.
Oh, wow.
Amen, as you can see. Yeah, it's been an awesome show. We didn't left some things out, but I believe this is just the divine will of God. I always say our show, this is radio reality, right? And it is subjected to change because it's reality radio. That's what Radio Angel always saying. It is. That's the truth. Reality radio. So for all the other things that we talk about, relationship, our leadership corner, as well as in the hood and birthdays, we love you all. And, you know, join us next week, and we'll give you all that information. But you can always go to Facebook and be a part of our fan page, which is the Morning Glory IV of Hope, and we'll have all that stuff up for you, we are sure. Okay?
So,
Wendy, I want to, but I wait, before you leave, I got to hear about what's going on with the radio show. Come on now. That's where we were at. They were here about the radio show.
Okay. Words from the well. A mutual friend of ours, Stacy Cox, kind of twisted my arm along with Ms. Angel back in the background there. Kind of twist my arm to do this show. And I didn't really think I was ready to do something verbally. And Angel Kim can tell you my first few shows was kind of horrible. But after expertise of doing it and having her in my background, and it was like, you know what? Okay, I'm going to do this. So, yeah, I did the show for about a year. It started out being four single parents, but then we had so many different guests with different topics that we just brought it to everybody, because I had single men, married men, single women, married women, everybody listening to it. So we just opened it up, and it was a big success. People now send me messages like, oh, when are you coming back on? I was like, probably one day. But I had fun, and actually I really do miss it. I really do miss being on the radio. It was good. I had some phenomenal guests, and we had fun with it. You know, my thing was always to keep our conversations raw and realistic. Mm-hmm. You know, that's who I am. I can't hide that. So, right. You know, but, yeah, probably one day I'll come back. Yeah.
Yes, we will look forward to you coming back. Now, before we leave here, amen, we know that, I know Myra said it, but we want to say it too, in reference to you taking your LLC, amen, your business to the next level. We are so excited for the Endurance Consulting Group LLC, which will be a new expansion of the Seventh Faith Productions LLC. And tell us a little bit about what Endurance Consulting Group, what is it going to be all about, and how we can support what you're doing.
Okay. Endurance Consulting Group, that came to me as well. Nobody but God. I always have people coming to me and asking me different things about business and so forth. And God was like, okay, that's another avenue for you. So basically it's a group, my consulting group, to help women in their purpose, because a lot of people always say, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Well, sometimes you have to dig a little deeper and find out what that purpose is. We all have a purpose. God did not create us to be here to not do anything, okay, first off. We all have a purpose, and sometimes if our relationship isn't strong enough with God, we won't know what that purpose is. So I somehow tried to pull that out of people, and that's kind of like how I got led into this Endurance Consulting Group. And right now I'm working with a young lady that has a jewelry business, so I'm kind of helping her out. And you'll see, if she's also a single parent, and you'll see her soon in the magazine as well. And
wonderful.
And also, I kind of started a thing on as far as self-love as well, because a lot of us lack self-love in ourselves. So that kind of ties in with the Endurance Group. So I'm starting to do webinars and so forth on self-love as well.
Awesome. Wonderful. So please let us know when your next webinar, so that we can take part of that. We can also promote it here on the radio as well as our fan page. And don't forget, I will definitely be calling you later on today. Is there anything else that you want to share with us before you?
I guess, well, like I said, Solo Parenting Magazine will be coming out April the 20th, and I have two phenomenal ladies that are featured. One is Coretta Doctor. She came from a three-time generational young single parents. It's her mother, herself, and her daughter. Another young lady as far as dealing with cancer and so forth. And then, of course, along with all of my other phenomenal writers, the Whitnots, the Deneen Swan, I mean, it's just so many people. They did an exceptional job. Even Miss Angel back there.
They had a phenomenal role. I love sampling in my Angel girl.
Yes, she's everywhere. So, and also too, I started a publishing company where three clients. I have a cousin that has like 500 poems, and I was like, cuz, what you gonna do with these poems? We need to do a book here. So I talked him into it. Have another musician out of the Philadelphia area working with him. My daughter also, she's doing a book on beauty. So, yeah, so I kind of, like I said, Seventh Faith Productions is a multimedia company. So I guess I cover all the avenues of media except for TV. I'm not ready for that yet. So.
All right, then. All right, then. You know, one step at a time.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
As the Lord leads.
And we're looking for advertisements and all of that good stuff, too. So I can give them my email address. So if anybody is interested in advertising and anything as far as the website or the magazine, they can reach me at WLHarvey@soloparentingmag.com. Or if they have any comments or what have you, they can hit me up there.
Awesome, awesome stuff. We want to thank you so much for being with us today. And Ms. Wendy L. Harvey information is in our fan page right now. We will continue to put it up there because she is our family, right? And when we're family, we support and promote one another. I love you and I appreciate you. And again, thank you so much for embracing us and allowing us to catch up with you, and we look forward to hearing more about what you're doing in your production company. God bless you.
God bless you. Love you, sis.
Love you more.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I got to
let out my dream. So I can be what he meant for me, not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I gotta
love my enemies.
I used to be afraid to try.
I was too afraid of nothing.
What an awesome, phenomenal show. I thank God for what God is doing here at the Morning Glory International Voices of Hope. I also thank him for you and our awesome, awesome guest today, Wendy L. Harvey. Amen. She is the CEO and founder of an awesome company called the Seventh Faith Productions, LLC. She is launching very soon, the Endurance Consulting Group, and just helping those who have a desire to write a book. She's helping these authors, so we want to appreciate that. We want to appreciate all the contributors, and if you want to advertise or be a part of the magazine, please, please check her out. She is soloparentingmagazine.com, and we definitely put our information up for you. Amen. www.soloparentingmag.com. We will definitely continue to promote and look forward to the launching, which is April 20th. If you miss any portion of this show, I do encourage you to iCarve it. I also encourage you to like us if you're not a part of our fan page, which is the Morning Glory IV of Hope. Amen. And definitely stay in tune with us. We want to thank God for the awesome angel that embraces us. Amen. And takes us higher each week. That is no other than Kim M. Sutter. Did y'all like her commercial today? All right now. We're about to get into some investments. Amen. She's going to share what she's going to do. And she's doing it because she has experience being an investor. And you know, the Word of God talks about the land, right? The land. He told Abraham, amen, the sole of your feet, whatever you touch. So it's time for us to become investors, to spend our money wisely, to leave a legacy for our family. So I'm looking forward to the upcoming months when we hear more, amen, what Radio Angel is doing, and more from you, all right? Tune in each week. Hit us up, email us at hope@themorningglory.org. Let us know if you're doing something in your neck of the woods that might be inspiring for us to share with our audience. Always remember that God is our Lord and Savior, and we are here as servants to him, building the kingdom all in love. Have a wonderful Saturday. Enjoy your Sabbath and church. Amen. If you don't have a church, always embrace us at Kingdom Life Temple, 3030 Jerome Avenue. That's in the Bronx near Bedford Park. I'm excited. I can't wait to get church tomorrow. I'm going to call Pastor and say, can we have an early service like 6 o'clock last time? He'll be like, minister again. All right. That's a sidebar. I just feel like I need to be in the house of the Lord. I like to be around my brothers and sisters, my covenant partners at Kingdom Life. I love you all, and I appreciate you for supporting us. God bless you. Have a phenomenal weekend. Thank you.
You're listening to the Morning Glory International Voice of Hope with Minister Kim, providing you with that gleam of hope.
Morning Glory International Voice from Hope with Minister Kim, providing you